Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested after pointing gun during argument at Mustang Motel. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 28-year-old man was arrested Friday night after police say he pointed a gun at another man during an argument at the Mustang Motel. According to Gillette Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, officers responded to reports of a man brandishing a firearm. Witnesses told police a 32-year-old and a 54-year-old man were in an argument when the suspect, identified as Tanner Hutton, pulled a gun and threatened the older man. It's unclear from the police report what sparked the confrontation or how Hutton knew the two men. Officers later located Hutton at another location where he admitted to pointing the weapon. He was arrested on a felony charge of aggravated assault. While in custody at the Campbell County Jail, Hutton allegedly ripped a phone off its cord and was also cited for destruction of property. Kimmel's suspension raises free speech questions for GOP. The suspension of late-night host Jimmy Kimmel is sparking new debate among Republicans about the limits of free speech. According to Semaphore, the parent company of ABC, pulled Kimmel from the air after his comments about Charlie Kirk's assassination and drew backlash and pressure from FCC Chair Brendan Carr. While some Republicans welcome the move, others are grappling with how far government should go. Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis said the situation has shifted her views. Lummis told Semaphore, an FCC license is not a right. It's really a privilege. Under normal times, in normal circumstances, I tend to think that the First Amendment should always be sort of the ultimate right, and that there should be almost no checks and balances on it. I don't feel that way anymore. Lummis added, we just can't let people call each other those kinds of insane things and then be surprised when politicians get shot and the death threats they are receiving. Other Republicans, including Senator Rand Paul, have cautioned against using government to punish speech, warning that it risks infringing on First Amendment protections. The suspension highlights a growing divide within the GOP over how to balance free expression with political accountability. According to Fox News, ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live will return tonight after the brief suspension. Despite the announcement by Disney, Sinclair Broadcast Group announced that they will preempt ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live when it returns Tuesday night. According to the company's statement, beginning Tuesday night, Sinclair will be preempting Jimmy Kimmel Live across our ABC affiliate stations and replacing it with news programming. Discussions with ABC are ongoing as we evaluate the show's potential return. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.